2015, an elite DFS Army Commando unit formed to bring high-level DFS strategy to the masses. Today, hated by DFS sharks and lineup sellers alike, they continue their quest to turn Joe into DFS pro.
Halloween, and welcome to DFS Army's First Look NBA Podcast. I'm Cash Keg. I'll be joined again with Mutt this morning. We'll do a position-by-position breakdown, as well as answer any questions you guys might have. Halloween came, I guess, a little early last night. We'll get into that and talk a little bit about how crazy last night was. Before that, if you are not already following me on Twitch, please give me a follow. Turn on those notifications to know when we go live. If you're not a member of DFS Army, then please sign up. With the link below or in chat using promo code Twitch, save yourself 20% off all sports, not just NBA. We do our all here. So without that, bring in Mutt and see what's going on, man.
And well, another special guest. Hey.
There he is. We got special. What's the dog's name?
Callie. It's my girl.
Oh, and score! No, you're not dressed up. It's Halloween, man. I'm full gear, full Viking, you know, I'm full 100%.
Oh, I'll have to rewatch this then because I can't see you.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. It's probably a good thing. No one sees my ugly mug anyways, but I got full tilt costume on, buddy. Horns and all.
Wow, good for you.
Yeah, got it. You got to, after last night.
And if we win tonight, you have to wear that every day now.
Every day, yeah.
So.
I don't mind. I can wear this every day. I don't care. I walk around like this. It don't bother me one bit. I might need a better helmet, though. This one's kind of piss poor, but before we get into it, man. Oh, last night, man. Holy crap. I mean, that was like trick or treat, and it was all the tricks. No treats last night. RJ Barrett looked like crap. He had like friends and family in there. He wasn't doing anything. You know, Embiid and Cat fighting MMA style. You know, Simmons making freaking, I love the.
How did Simmons not get ejected from that?
I don't know. He had him choked out. I don't know if you heard the Rogan commentary over it, like the little meme.
No, not yet.
Choking him out was kind of funny. But it was a mess last night, man. Absolute just mess. Curry getting hurt, broke his wrist.
That, who knows when he's going to return. That's what killed my night.
Yeah, I had so much Curry.
90% Curry.
I had a lot of Turner. He got hurt. It was just like landmines everywhere. You know, the only great thing was Noel locking him in once that news came in. That was really
the only thing
that was kind of like, oh, that went well, you know. And then the 300-point combined game by Washington and Houston, they thought it was an all-star game. It was crazy, man. Good morning, Neoterrorism. How you doing, brother?
Banana land.
Yeah. Good hair, guys. So Simmons made Towns tap. Yeah, he did, man.
Did.
He tapped him out. It was interesting.
Embiid's still soft, but.
Oh, he's still soft, but. Do you see the tweet he put out this morning?
Yeah. I think Cat would beat the shit out of him one-on-one without anyone else around.
I don't know, man. Cat's kind of weak too, man. I think they're both just kind of soft.
He trains like boxing.
Yeah, he does. You're right. He does. Yeah, I guess. I don't know, man. That'd be fun. A little cage
just
match.
Seeing 2 7-footers slug it out in a ring would be awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. DFS Brad says Noel saved his night. Yeah. I mean, the Noel news was big. It changed the scope of my whole MME build once he came out and I locked him in. It was like, I got
changed my cash lineup.
Everything, because when he went in there, I didn't have a mid-range power forward anymore. I had the money to spend up to some other guys where I was more mid-range the whole day. And then when that news dropped, I was like, well, I got salary now and I need to spend it.
Yeah, I did the same. I should have just left it. I mean, I should have put Noel in, but I made the stupid change. I had Bertans as my other cheap small forward for value, and I got off him and went to Kennard just because I had like too much salary left over for a cash lineup. And I was like, oh, he'll get me. 25-30.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a night. We got a three gamer, man. Play light. We got some news to go over. Trey Young's not gonna play. You know, Bembry's gonna, you know, probably play a lot again, but he's not small forward today, which sucks. They want to put him at shooting guard. Him and I think Herter's shooting guard as well. They moved him up as well.
Yep.
Drew's probably back today. He plays, that hurts. Don't even play Hart or
Alexander. I still like Ingram though.
But it hurts all the rest of those guys. Yep. You know, Ball comes down a bit, but Ingram's still going to be the scorer on that team.
I think Ball comes down a lot.
Actually. Yeah, I do too.
Game he played, he didn't even like touch the floor in the fourth quarter.
Yep. Yeah. Favors is doubtful, so we might get another Okafor start there. He likes to get in foul trouble. They ran a lot of Jackson Hayes last game, but that's an outlier.
That's just only because Okafor got into foul trouble. Now,
if you think that Denver's just going to pound him, you might see some Hayes. But you have to play. You have to build your lineups accordingly if you think that's going to happen. You know, they might just run him out there again. But if you think it stays close or competitive, then it's Okafor all day. And what else we got? James Johnson's probable for Miami. That whole Miami situation is just kind of funky. You know, Wader's still out. Jones is still out.
Avoid it as much as I can.
Yeah, it's like Winslow's still going to, you know, with Butler back, Winslow gets hurt. But, you know, Hero off the bench the other day, man. Hero off the bench.
He looks a lot more comfortable.
That guy is a baller, man. I'm telling you. And I think whoever comes off the bench, be it Nunn or Hero, that's the guy you want because you want that second unit usage.
Yep.
You know, it hurt Nunn a little bit. He still was trying to ball out, but Butler's dominating that ball when he wants to. And if he wants to take over the game, he's going to kill everyone's value on
it. It pretty much panned out exactly how we said it would.
Yeah.
So like, Bam still went off, but it killed Nunn and Winslow.
Yep. So whoever's going to come off the bench again, if we see that. If Hero's coming off the bench, squarely in play for sure. If it's none, squarely in play. I still think you could play either one of those, but don't play Winslow today. Let's shoot on over here. What are you talking about, Texan? You don't like my Viking freaking get up here, man? What's up with that? It's horrible. Absolutely horrible. All right. Let's give point guard a look, man. Trae Young's out. Lonzo Ball, 7,400. I can't do that if Drew's back.
Not if Drew's back.
I mean, it's a three-game slate. If you want to throw a little bit of him in there, I get it. But I'd rather just come down to Murray.
Agreed. 100%.
You know, and then DeJounte Murray, it's really hard to look to play him just because he's on that minutes cap. You know, Pop talked, he's going to, you know, 10 games in, he's still going to be on that hard 23-minute minutes cap. They could open him up later, but until that happens, no, I can't do it.
Super efficient, but I mean, it's not going to happen all every game.
Absolutely crushing those 23 minutes to hit value. So I can't do it, man. I just can't do it. You know, let's
tougher matchup tonight too.
It is. Now Dragic looked, man. Dragic, when they started going, Atlanta was trying to go underneath that pick and roll with Dragic, and I, you know, Butler was saying, "Hey, man, shoot the damn ball." Once he started shooting it, every time they did that pick and roll, he started to freaking catch fire. So he's in play again.
Yeah, definitely. You know, if he's with the second unit,
yeah,
too.
The second unit, he's still playing
30 minutes.
Yep. Yeah. So no problem with Dragic here at that price point. We just saw this matchup a couple days ago, so we kind of see how it went. Of course, it's not always going to go like that. But again, none, 5,800 if he's starting. I have no problem playing him, but I'd probably rather go Dragic if he's off the bench, if I had to choose between the two. And then down here, you know, we got a back-to-back with the Clippers. You know, Kawhi Leonard, I guess, is going to gracious with our presence and play today. So it kind of takes a lot of those guys.
Against the Spurs.
You know. But it hurts kind of Pat Bev.
Narrative.
Yeah, it's on narrative street. Yeah, the old narrative street. You know, if it was in San Antonio, I tend to want to play. But I think he's going to ball out regardless, man. Not on a three-game slate. But
this is... It's going to be tough not to play him.
Yep.
Tonight
on this slate because of all the high-priced guys. But
this is like one of those games that the Clippers like might need him to take over.
Yeah.
So
I mean, once we get there, I think it is when there's a lot of guys to spend up on. But in down here in this range, man, Landry Shamet, I can't really play him with Kawhi coming back. Patty Mills, those guys are always in play. You know, you got to have them in your MME. Monte Morris, those guys, if you're doing 150 lineups, I'd sprinkle those guys in because they do have ceiling games every once in a while. Derek White, 49.
Derek White. That's yeah. I was just going to say him. I like him out of those guys with Murray on the minutes limit, and he's got Pat Bev on him tonight. So I'm not really too high on Murray, but White with that second unit, hey, he can do some damage.
Yep. Yep, 100%. So yeah, I'm all for that. Let's on DraftKings here, Murray 6,600. You know, Forbes, man, what do you think about him?
I mean, Forbes, he's been solid.
He's been real solid. He's 4,100 on DraftKings.
He's cheap too. Yeah, I'm all for that.
I have no problem playing Forbes. I think he's over here. Yeah, he's a shooting guard over at FanDuel, 4,400. I really like that play tonight. Let's see here. Yeah, let's go our shooting guard, man. I mean, Drew Holiday's going to be back or Butler. Which of the two would you rather play?
Rather play Butler. If it's me.
Yep.
I don't know if New Orleans can hang, and I think that Miami game's going to be – well, we saw how it played out the other night. It's going to be pretty fast-paced even without Trey.
Yep.
So it's more upside for him.
On this slate, you know, it's hard to – I have a hard time paying that much for Drew, though.
Yeah.
You know, so if I was going to play, I'd play rather Butler and then come down to DeRozan.
Yeah,
DeRozan, definitely. They're going to need DeRozan to have this game stay in play here. So we could maybe finally see a DeRozan ceiling game.
Yeah, definitely.
But Lou Will, always in play. He's always, you know, he's probably one of your safest plays in this range always. He's always good for, seems like, 30 fantasy points.
As long as he's back off the bench.
Yeah, yeah, no, he should be tonight. He should definitely be. Him and Harrell should definitely be off the bench again. Hart, like we talked about, with Drew coming back, don't have any interest there.
Not at that price, no.
Nope. Hero, again, if he's coming off the bench, definitely interesting. Bembry, 4,700, Gary Harris, these are strong plays as well. Harris's shot starting to finally fall. So against that fast-paced Pelicans team, you got to like that. Hopefully Drew coming back will keep that game relatively close.
It is a tougher matchup for Harris, though.
It is. Yeah. I think I'd rather come down to Bembry here at 4,700. I just wish he was a small forward.
I like the idea of pairing Bembry and Forbes.
Yeah, definitely. Love that. No problem.
Some nice value right there.
Yep, good value. Both guys can hit 5-6x and more here, ceiling-wise. So definitely love that. Again, Alexander Walker, can't touch him. Herder, I don't mind playing a little Herder in this.
Yeah.
This three-game slate.
Especially with no Trey. Yep. And Hunter's probable, but if he's out, that would help Herder even more.
Yeah. I still think Herder's, you know, he'll see, because he's kind of on a minutes cap because of that knee injury, but he's very efficient in his minutes. He'll probably see 20 minutes, but at that price, I like him on DraftKings a little bit more at 3.4. It opens things up. But a 4K, yeah, definitely in play. If you're going to play a guy around here, sometimes you take a shot on these guys like Craig and Beasley. If I'm doing 150, I'll splash them in because they sometimes go off and have some big games and you need them to win a GPP.
Yep.
So I'm never going to throw any of those Denver backcourt guys out. Let's go back on over here. And see. Any love for Wallace? John Blake, no, I don't have any love for Wallace at all.
No.
Yeah, Nila Quinta barely hit value. Yeah, he had a strong start, and I was like, uh-oh. I mean, Nila Quinta started that
I had absolutely zero.
Yeah, he came in
last night
and was like, just stomped it. And then the second half, he did zero, nothing. Lou Will's awful. Yeah, Lou Will, he's much better off the bench, man. And he's just scoring, and he just has a better matchup. You want him off the bench. You don't like him starting too much. You just don't like that. Semper says
it's like something mental for him. I don't know what it is.
He just fits off better that way. Semper talks about Kawhi Leonard having daddy issues with Pop. His narrative, no, not a bad one. Yeah, I'm with you there, man. I'm with you there. If we get another injury tonight, I'm deleting FanDuel for at least 12 hours. Yeah, man, I hope not. It's been a rough couple of days with injuries and people not playing up to potential, unless shots not going in. it'll all even out. The
oh yeah,
you know, once we get closer, you know, I mean, we get some more data in and whatnot, and it just seems like every night there's something that just bites you, and it's not always going to be like that, man. It's not. And 400 is not going to be the new norm to win a GPP. That's just, again, when you see teams like on bigger slates, you know, when you get if you get a cheap Noel like that, and if you get some cheap value that just absolutely goes off, and a team in a game that goes 300 points combined, you're going to have massive nights. It's just the way it is. So, yeah. Beefcake says, yeah, White, especially with Murray. Yeah, I like White there. Yeah, again, Murray's going to be capped at minutes, so that backcourt's going to be minutes to play. So, good morning, Dread the Spread. What's going on? Yeah, let's head on over here to really, there's nobody else there at shooting guard, so let's head on. Small forward, man. I know there's a rest tag on FanDuel. You'll see a lot of people ask questions about that. Please do not get your news from FanDuel.
No.
Check our breaking news channel out. Check all the coaches talking all day long. Do not get your news. I don't want to hear, well, it says he's resting. No. No. He rested last night. And sometimes they're not quick on the news. Sometimes they are. Sometimes they're not. I think they've gotten better, but don't get your news there. You're just hurting yourself long term. Don't do it.
Also, you don't have to ask in the coach's channel, hey, do you think so-and-so is going to play?
Yeah. Yeah.
How do I know?
If we know,
it'll be in breaking news.
Yeah, we'll post it in breaking news because we're not trying to hide any information. If we get something, we want you guys to know because we want you guys to profit and smash like the rest of us. So, and that's why that's so important to be a member of DFS Armies, because once something's in there, you know, we get some news like that. One of the coaches is going to say something, you know, and post some information in there that's going to change the whole scope of the night. And if you're not around, I'll say this. If you're not around at least 30 minutes before lock on NBA, I would not play NBA because you're just going to be donating most nights.
Yep.
Yeah.
Especially with the coaches not following the 30-minute rule that they're supposed to with the lineups.
Yeah. I think it's going to be a pipe dream regardless. I think they'll put something out and then they'll just change things how they want to anyways. So,
well, they're not going to, if they're not fining them, then there's
no,
there's
no, exactly. It's going to take Silver to fine him and say, hey, this is what you got to do. But yeah, so yeah, Kawhi Leonard squarely in play on this matchup. Like him a lot here, especially no George. Yep. Ingram's at 9K. I think because we're just going to fade Winslow again with Butler, then you can just play those two guys.
Yeah. Especially if you plug in Bembry and Forbes at shooting guard.
If you plug those guys in at shooting guard, spend up.
And if you have Okafor at center, I mean, there's your three value, solid value plays.
Coming back off Ingram, like I said, we're just going to fade Winslow here with Butler. I think there's no reason to pay 7,200 for him. He is, what is he over on DraftKings? He is 6'7 on DraftKings. Yeah, I don't want any part of that either. I'll take a stand on him. And if he does something and something happens to Butler, then, well, it bites me in the butt. But if you want to win GPPs, take some stands on some guys, especially three-game slates, you know, because the ownership's going to be high on a lot of these guys. And if Winslow is 35% owned and he doesn't do anything, then you've lapped 35% of the field and you've paid the rake. And anyways, Barton, man, he went off last game. I mean, seeing minutes. You got to put him in play at 30 minutes. He's going to have some bad games. And he's going to have some really good ceiling games.
I'm not playing him in cash.
No. But nope.
Yeah, GPPs. I mean,
yep.
He has like a couple random 50-point games.
He does.
Every year.
Yep.
And then he also has those 2 or 3 point fantasy games. So,
yeah, if you're not paying up,
I never fucking know.
A lot here. No problem paying that price for him. You know, yeah. Hunter's definitely in play. You know, he's game time decision. Teeth. But Barton's going to be very popular on this slate. You know, he'll be 25-30% owned. Yep. Kendrick Williams, just scratch him off your list. With Drew coming back, he's just not in play. 4,600, don't play him. Thoughts on Reddish, 4,400.
I actually don't mind him.
What?
Williams? If Favors is out.
Yeah, Kendrick. I just can't. I mean, how many minutes do you think he's going to get? If Ingram can play the four and a five. You know, like they don't.
Low 20s, probably.
Yeah, and that's the thing, is I don't think there's enough meat on left on the bone. If he was 46, I can't do it. That's just, he's 3,800 on DraftKings, maybe a little more palatable there.
I'll have a few shares in MME.
But, yeah, I'd rather just come down to Reddish, be honest with you. He's going to see more minutes.
It's true.
He's cheaper. Rudy Gay, 4,600, always got to be in play. He doesn't see massive minutes, but he can be efficient. And if he gets on a roll, Pop will let him go out there and keep rolling. So I don't mind throwing some Gay in. Harkless is with – I can't play Harkless with Leonard coming back.
He sucked yesterday too.
Yeah, I can't do it. Carroll, he's just not seeing minutes, man.
Nope.
He's just not seeing minutes. I really have no interest in any of these other guys.
That's about it for small forward for me.
Yeah. Let's see what these guys got to say, man. Barton after last night, thoughts? Yeah, like I said, go back to Barton. No problem playing him. Who do you say pair with Kawhi at small forward? I think it depends on your lineup. Like you said, Ingram or Barton or spin down. But if you're going to punt small, like Mutt was saying, if you're going to punt shooting guard and center, then you have the money to pay up for them. Because it's not like point guard, you have a lot of guys to spend up for. So depends on the rest of your lineup. Are you going to go, I guess this, are you going to go Joker at center or are you going to go Okafor? Thanks, Racing Dirt. Appreciate it, brother. Who are you fading tonight? Yeah, for me, it's Winslow right now. That's my fade.
Agreed.
So,
probably fading Kendrick Nunn if he starts again, too.
I'll have a little bit of him.
For me.
But Winslow's the 100% fade for me right now. Yeah. Hunter will have lower ownership than Barton. Yeah. Barton's going to see, because of that last game and recency bias, Barton's going to see way more ownership than Hunter. I have no problem playing both of them. I like Hunter, the 1,100 cheaper, but it depends on the rest of your lineup. Like I said, I know Mutt's going to play Little Williams. I'm probably going to stay away there. But thanks, Johnny, for good. Appreciate it, brother. Let's go check out our forward. John Collins, 8,700. Man, his price is a climbing, isn't it?
Well, I mean, Trey's out, so I mean.
I mean, yeah. I mean, he looked good last game.
Yeah.
I think I don't. And then again, I don't usually ever play Spurs, but on this slate, you know, having Kawhi the way he did him, I just, you got to play those guys. Bam, 8,300. His price is going up. All four of these guys, even Millsap's in play for me.
They're all in play.
You know, Parker, 4,800. I don't mind that. You know, his minutes should be 24, 25, and you know, he can put up some points. So James Johnson's going to throw a little wrench into it if he plays tonight, but I don't think he's going to see more than 12, 13 minutes, what do you think?
Yeah, probably not.
See him playing a ton. But it does take some hit to a guy like, you know, Jabari, Olenek, I don't think it's going to hurt Bam as much.
You know, Bam's it'll probably kill Silva.
Yeah, Silva, 100%.
He probably won't see the floor.
Silva probably won't even play. You know, he was really taking those fringe minutes from him, so he probably won't even play. Jeremy Grant, 4,300, squarely in play for me here at that price again.
Jackson Hayes, 3,800.
Yep, Jackson Hayes. You got to throw some of him in there because if he does get run again, if they do get blown out or he does back things up.
Okafor gets into foul trouble, he'll be out there.
Yep. So definitely can play some Jackson Hayes here.
If no favors.
Playing, you don't play Hayes at all.
Yeah.
If no favors, which he's doubtful. We don't think he's going to play. Yep. I think I'm going to probably go heavy on Jeremy Grant, though. He's just too cheap. And just, you know, Trey Lyles, he's going to see, you know, he'll do the pop rotation probably, you know, 20, 22 minutes. With 3,800. There's a lot of guys you can play in this power forward position where I think small forward's a little more thin since they moved out Bembry and Herter.
People be on Jamichael Green tonight too. I don't think you need to be after last night.
No, but $3,500 for J-Mike?
Yeah.
I'll throw him
that in. That was with Kawhi, Kawhi though.
Yep. I'll still throw him in there. I'm not excited about it, but it's he's the kind of guy that can get you there, you know. And if you're doing if you're building one lineup, you're not playing him. But if you're doing 150, he's in your pool. And then Melly, man, I have no problem throwing Melly in there a little bit, because he could get the run. Where I would say this, if I was running Jackson Hayes, I wouldn't run Melly.
No, not in the same lineup.
No, I don't think they're both going to hit value for you. So, and then we think about Bruno, man.
I like Hayes better.
Yeah.
I liked him a little bit the other night, but he's just his minutes are too inconsistent. Like, he came in at one point at the end of the first quarter for like 3 minutes, and then they took him out again. And it was like, what was the point of putting him in for 3 minutes at a time? Like,
yeah, 100%. 100%. Let's see what questions we got here, man. Jeremy Grant, the sleeper. I'm with you. Charlotte royalty. I am with you. I'm with you. If no favors, everybody will flock to Okafor. I think Williams and Hayes come there to play. Yeah, Mutt's with you on the Williams play.
Yeah, nice GPP plays there.
Yep, they're GPP plays, man. Tony, love the costume. Score! Yeah, that's right, buddy. I'm going to wear this every day. Kawhi do well against his old team. I think last time he busted. I just, with this situation, but what you're talking last time when? Last year when he was a completely different team. I mean, there's nobody, it's his team. And that was with Toronto. So, yeah, man. I guess last position here. Let's head on over to center. The Joker, man. We paying up for the Joker tonight?
In lines, I don't have Kawhi. I'll probably have some shares.
It's going to be tough to play him.
You
got to be in your pool. You don't fade the Joker on a 3-game slate.
Nope.
You just don't do it. Favors is out. We talked about it. Okafor is going to be the chalk play. I mean, he'll reach ungodly ownership if Favors is out. You know, to me, Lillard looked pretty good, man. He's another guy can get off of Okafor to pivot in some.
Yeah, no, definitely.
If he starts again, you know, he's
came out real hot.
He had 3 blocks. Now put that in perspective.
Yeah,
you know, if you take that out, it's that hurts, but. When you have a guy like that's on the court, he only had 3 points. He's a 3-point shooter. If he hits a couple big shots, you know, that goes up as well. So I'm just saying, if you're going to pivot off of and you're looking for low owned plays, he's going to be low owned.
Yep.
Same with Plum Dog. You know, they're not as good as plays as Okafor, but ownership wise, they're going to be fractions of it on a 3-game slate.
Yep.
Pirtle just doesn't see enough time for me with Lyles there.
No. And then is there anyone else? Zubac sucks.
Yeah, Zubac does suck.
Aldridge is going to abuse him the first couple minutes of that Zubac game.
Is rough, man. Miles Leonard over in DraftKings, 3.4. I like that.
Yeah.
Same price as Okafor. Okafor's 3.4 over there.
You get the 3-point bonus, too, over there.
Yep, it's true. Old Patrick Peterson's 3,300 on DraftKings, man.
He starts.
Doesn't do a whole lot, but... Yeah. Again, if you're trying to fit in studs, he's a guy you can look at. Plum Dog's 3,400 over on DraftKings as well. You can give him a look. But, yeah, I mean, it's really – can you play Alex Len, Olenek? I have a hard time playing either of those guys. Alex Len can get there, but it's so rough. It's so hard playing that
game. Yeah.
Like, it's so
difficult. Olenek, he just looks lost.
It's like he doesn't see massive minutes. But we've seen the big ceilings out of him, you know? And so it's just, he would be like a 5%er for me or something like that, where I want a little bit just in case, but I wouldn't go crazy.
3%.
3%. 3%er. And then Harrell, man, 7,200. I think it's.
Yeah, he's in play.
Yep.
Absolutely.
It's better for him with Kawhi back and him and Lou go back to the bench and run that second unit.
What is my dog? Back there.
He seems like the Harrell pick. He's got
You like Harrell?
Yeah, it looks like it. I don't know what he's doing. But yeah, I mean, and if Favor does play, I don't want him at 6K. I don't want him regardless. So it just takes all those other guys out of play. Yeah, let's go back here and answer a few questions before we get out of here, man. Thoughts on Gam FanDuel? Yeah, no problem playing Gam FanDuel. He's not wouldn't be a cash game play or a single entry play, but an MME pool guy for sure.
Not going out of your way to play him.
No. Who's a cash center tonight? If Favors is out, it's probably
Okafor. Yeah.
You know, but you know, a lot of Joker's going to get a lot of ownership. You get Harrell's probably the guy you can look at for GPPs, but cash you're going to see a lot of Okafor at that price. Yeah, I like Harrell, especially off the dud. Yeah. Harrell, they can get it going even against the Spurs. I ain't really worried about that.
No.
He had a question raising his hand. Yeah, your dog had a question. Put Paul up. Yeah. He wanted to know what's going on. Tyrone Wallace? I can't do that on this slate. What do you like about Tyrone Wallace? Show you Dewey. I don't see.
You don't need to dig that deep.
I just don't see that he's going to be in a winning lineup. I mean, I don't see enough minutes with Atlanta. I get it. You're saying point guard Atlanta. But I don't. But they'll run Bembry out there. He runs a lot of the backup point. So it's they don't need to run Wallace out there a ton. And I don't see more than, 10, 12 minutes out of him? And not enough at 4,700 price.
No, not at that price.
No,
if he was a minimum, or something, yeah,
I'd maybe. Have interested in him. But at that price, I can't do it. Drozen, or should we pay it for buckets, worried about a blowout if he sits? No, I think both are in play. You can play both of them. So I no problem going either way there. But yeah, man. God, I hope there's no injuries tonight. Like, it's like, keep going back and thinking last night. It's like, what in the world, man? When I saw Curry go down and hold his wrist, I was like, oh, Jesus. What a way to end the night after how
I went to bed. I was like, all right, fuck this.
Oh, I was like, what in the world, man?
So I was climbing back, too. I had him and Booker, and those are my guys I was heavy on.
Yep.
So Booker killed it, but then when Steph went down, I was like, hurt. It's not going to catch really anybody
Booker.
Now.
Booker could have put up 65-70 there if they were playing. And yep. I love the play still. And then that massive game. Thanks again, Racing Dirt. I appreciate you, man. Love doing these streams, man. I love it when Mutt can come on. We can talk about this stuff. Kind of sets a good base before we start building lineups in our pools and whatnot.
This helps us, too. Yeah.
What's that?
Like big. It helps me, too. Like,
100%. I love it. I love answering questions. Like a guy like Tyrone Wallace. You know, guy. I love it when you guys ask about these guys because we look at it a little bit and maybe someone we glance over or maybe it's like, no, can't do it just because the minutes wise. So really enjoy doing these. I love the feedback. I love you guys asking questions and whatnot, man. It's great. No fights tonight. Man, I kind of enjoyed seeing the fights, but I just don't want them to be the guys that are in my lineup. So if we're going to get a fight, let's get Tyrone Wallace scrapping with somebody, man. Or Winslow, let him start scrapping with somebody. But no one that I want in my lineups tonight. Yeah, straight to sleep after that. Yeah, I think a lot of people just probably close your laptop after Curry went down and was like, nope, I'm good. We talked about Baines last night, though, man. He went off. I did.
Where the fuck did that come from? Like, insane. Honestly.
Absolutely insane. I mean, I had none.
You'd have
him.
Told me.
You know, we talked about him. When I was building my stuff, I'm like, why didn't I have any Baines? We talked about Baines.
Yeah.
It's just
well, he wasn't getting the minutes. I mean, and Frank was playing really well, so Frank sucked last night.
Yep.
And then
Baines got all that.
Baines went off. If you told me last night that Aaron Baines outscored Draymond Green in that game, I would have bitch slapped you, like just for even saying it. But like, it's insane. It's absolutely insane. He almost put. He almost had 60.
It was Aaron crazy, Baines. Babe. It was crazy. It was crazy. Yeah,
I think his last three games even add up to 58.
Yep. Dread the spread. Yeah, man, appreciate it. We really enjoy doing these as well. Like I said, we'll keep doing these. You got to work tomorrow, so I'm gonna be I'm gonna be doing the solo tomorrow. But if we might be able to sneak one in on the weekend or something, or if we can't, we'll be back on Monday. But we'll see how the weekend goes with a lot going on with college football, NFL. But if we can sneak one in, I'm all for doing. These at any point in time, and maybe we can sneak in and do an NFL one, man. Like to talk some talk some NFL, be fun. Just kind of change it up a little bit, do something different. I'm all about these things. So, for that, man, happy Halloween. If you got some young ones out there, I know it's going to be freaking – they talked about snow tonight, so I'm like, that ain't going to happen. I will hand out candy at the house in my Halloween costume. I am not going anywhere. kick the youngin' out in his dinosaur costume and say, don't freeze, man. See you back here in about 30 minutes. But it's a... Yeah, it's some crappy weather, man. So
yeah, it's not good in Massachusetts here either. Oh, it's not going to snow.
It's horrible. It's horrible.
It's rainy and windy and cold.
What are you going to do? What are you going to do, man? But
ruins my trick-or-treating plans.
It's horrible.
I'm not going now.
Nope. Ain't doing it. Ain't doing it. Stay home, watching basketball. Hopefully no injuries, and hopefully we see helmets at the top. So for Mutt, it's Cash Keg. Deuces.